the iconic boardwalk where generations of families and teens had their first taste of the Jersey Shore is being rebuilt following its destruction from Sandy. On Wednesday, Seaside Heights awarded a $3.6 million contract to have the boardwalk rebuilt in time for the Memorial Day weekend. The work should be done by May 10th. With us now is the mayor of Seaside Heights, William Akers. Good morning, Mayor Akers.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm okay, thank you. So, you know, we've seen the extensive damage done to Seaside Heights from the storm. Do you have any estimate for what it cost the area?
Seaside Heights as a whole, I think from municipal properties, we're probably going to be somewhere between $10 and $15 million when it's all said and done, between debris removal, rebuilding of the buildings in town, rebuilding of the boardwalk itself, roadways. I think that that's a good estimate where we're going to wind up at the end of the day.
$10 to $15 million, did you say, or $10 to $15 billion?
Million.
Million, okay. And what kinds of conversations have you been having with the Christie administration about rebuilding? Have you had any assurances of getting aid money from the state?
Well, I think it all started with the federal government, and it was nice they stepped up to the plate. They did the right thing. We were a little nervous for a while there, you know, but finally, at the end of the day, they did do the right thing, and we're very grateful. That is a big start, because the money, how the money works is it comes from the federal government, goes into the state OEM. As projects are completed, then the money is dispersed to the communities that are doing those projects.
You know, a debate seems to be brewing about building smart versus rebuilding quickly. Why, you guys are trying to meet a May 10th deadline, why try to meet a May 10th deadline? And maybe should there be more time taken to rebuild?
Well, there's two things there. We think that we have changed how we first approached this. We realized that there needed to be more protection. We saw on the south end of town how that fared so much better than the north end of town, and how Seaside Heights has said those buildings are connected along the boardwalk. They acted as a, for lack of a better word, a seawall. And the damage in the south end of town, if that was all we had, probably after 3 weeks of the storm, we could have reopened. But the north end of town was very extensive where there are no buildings. So we felt we could have the best of both worlds, being a resort community, putting the boardwalk back with the, of course, our, upgrading with the hurricane straps, going with the 4-inch, excuse me, please, stainless steel screws, upgrading the lumber, 25-foot pilings, and then, and I apologize, I have a frog in my throat here.
Not a problem.
And then also putting a seawall in that will raise 2 feet over the boardwalk, and we think that that will really help not only the boardwalk, but the properties to the west of it.
Have there been any thoughts of perhaps not rebuilding in certain areas along the coastline in Seaside Heights?
No, there haven't been, and the truth of the matter is that economically it would be suicide. We just wouldn't be able to, it would be an extremely difficult thing without aid from either federal or state government to balance our budget with a 2% hard cap on property taxes. And, you know, we've always had a belief that, you know, we have basically, you know, the tourism industry pays for, you know, balances our budget. Well, the $12 million budget, $7 million basically comes from tourism and $5 million from the property tax. So it would be virtually impossible for us to balance the budget without our boardwalk. That is the lifeline of our community.
And just briefly to wrap up, all of those measures you listed just now about for the rebuilding effort, do you think you will be able to get all of those in place before Memorial Day?
That's our intention, and I fully believe it. I mean, the one great unknown is Mother Nature. I mean, we don't know what kind of winter we're going to have. That would slow us down if we had a normal northeast winter. We can never hope to have a winter like we did last year. I mean, we're getting through January okay, but as you know, the weather could change at any time.
All right.
So we're praying for good weather.
All right. Thank you so much. William Akers is the mayor of Seaside Heights. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Take care.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.